Lawrence Powell is 57, a Pensacola native who grew up in Warrington and was educated at Pensacola Junior College and the University of West Florida. It was the ROTC program at West Florida that springboarded him into his first career.
Commissioned as a second lieutenant in the United States Army in 1982, retired in 2006, and returned back home.
Getting into the mayor's race is Powell's first as a candidate, but it's not his first rodeo. He's been involved in politics since his retirement from the Army, managing around a half dozen or so campaigns for others in Pensacola and Escambia County.
School board, city council runs, county commissioner runs, and state rep runs. So I've been kind of behind the scenes for the past 12 years or so, and now just find myself as the candidate that I might take some of that experience and desire to continue to move our city forward.
Some of the other five mayoral candidates are listing economic development at or near the top of their priority lists. Powell concurs but adds there's already a lot of work on that going on now.
That's a continued progressive kind of initiative that I desire to continue to do. But of course, the infrastructure of our city is of utmost importance as well. Every time we get a significant amount of rain, it reminds us of the continued work we need to do with our infrastructure. And I think the economic development goes hand in hand.
One of the other issues for Powell is, in his words, getting back to a government of, by, and for the people. That includes improving the rapport between the mayor and city council in light of a sometimes contentious relationship between the council and Mayor Ashton Hayward and the mayor's frequent no-shows at council meetings.
I think that's important to the whole spirit of collaboration. I just find it not understandable how a mayor cannot have that kind of relationship with the city council. The city council represents the constituents within their respective seven districts, and I think it's important that we hear the voices and concerns that are transmitted to our city council.
Powell is also a minister, pastoring Christ Our Redeemer Eternally Ministries in Pensacola. He says religion per se is not mentioned in his platform, but rather it speaks about a relationship with God.
I'm often asked, how can you and will you be the mayor of Pensacola and continue to operate in your calling? And my response to that is that I would hope that the mayor would have time to go and worship and fellowship on Sunday as well. So I don't view that as a conflict. If anything, I view it as a moral compass.
That said, Powell was asked, if elected, how he would put his spiritual and military experience to work at City Hall.
I think both categories of experience gives me a background and a character, if you would, of transparency and a character that's concerned about all of the citizens of Pensacola and not certain citizens of Pensacola. I truly want to be the mayor for all of the citizens of Pensacola.
According to the latest financial records at EscambiaVotes.com, Powell's campaign has raised just over $16,000 and has spent about $11,000. His strategy from now until the August 28th primary will be keeping as high of a profile as possible by engaging the voters.
I'm not necessarily a politician, but I'm a leader. And I realize in order to lead to people, you have to engage to people. So I intend to continue to knock on doors. I continue to participate in debates that I might hear the concerns and the wishes and desires of the citizens that align with what's best for the city.
More information about Lawrence Powell's campaign for mayor can be found at atlaspowell.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.